This is an ABC podcast.
We're joined here by Australian captain still, Elisa Healy. Elisa, the match has started now and you're into it as we see a little shout get turned down. How are you feeling now that you've finally got out in the middle in your final fixture?
Oh, I'd like to still be out there, I won't lie, but no, it's good. Obviously, we've put ourselves in a great position in the match today. Belsey and Pez worked really hard this morning and... yeah, we've got a good strangle on this game and hopefully we can get a good result.
For yourself personally, coming off the big 100 and then getting out to go out there and bat in your final test match, how were you out in the middle?
Yeah, I was fine. It was probably, it's always an interesting transition going from one-day cricket to test match. And then obviously throwing the pink ball under lights as well here at the Wacker was an interesting prospect. The ball was doing a lot last night and it was, I thought Pez showed some, you know, great diligence to sort of knuckle down. I played a loose shot looking to score runs, which was probably unnecessary. But, look, it was great fun. The occasion is obviously is what it is. But, yeah, to get a pink ball game here under lights in a baggy green is pretty cool.
Yeah, they bowled really well in that the back half of yesterday. And you made the decision to bowl first, send them in. Always a risk that you're going to end up batting under lights. How did you find that period? You said it was pretty tricky, but you were happy with your decision given the score that you reduced India to?
Yeah, it felt a little bit dirty to say we'll have a bowl first. I won't lie. I looked at the wicket and thought we could bat first on this and put a good total out there. But I think looking at the last couple of tests we've played, we've been able to use our new ball attack to take wickets early. And we thought we may as well give them the best opportunity to do that. It also presented a potential opportunity for us to bowl under lights tonight, so which is potentially more enticing in that second inning. So, yeah, it was tricky. It'll be interesting to see, you know, what happens in this next sort of hour and a half and what unfolds at the back end of the day. But to see our attack with a newish ball under lights tonight could be a scary prospect.
Yeah, we'll talk about that attack in just a moment. Elisa Healy here, the captain of the Australian cricket side, and alongside myself as well, Christina Matthews, at one keeper to another. I'll let you ask some questions of your friend Elisa here, Chris.
I'm more like a grandmother than a friend. 16 years, a long time to be playing cricket for Australia. And through that time, there's been many changes for you, not the least being starting your career as a semi-professional and finishing it as a full-time cricketer, a media commentator. So many things have happened during that time and you've got to look forward to it. What stands out for you in that time?
Yeah, just to see the increase in opportunities for women, not just to play the game, but be involved in the game a lot more has been a really special thing, I guess, not just playing the game, but for me to be a part of. And, you know, it's people like Chris that have pioneered that. You know, there's administrators out there that are, you know, helping run the game, make decisions on what the game's looking like in the future, which I think is really cool. We're seeing more and more women in the media talking about sport, which I think is even more important. We're speaking to different audiences. So to have seen that sort of change over that time and feel like as a player you're playing a tiny little role in that, you know, brings me great joy. There's wickets, there's dismissals, there's World Cups, but I think to see the sport grow as a whole has been the most pleasing thing for me.
There's a lot made when you get to this stage in your career about your last test, your last thing, your last toss in the bag of green, everything's about the last. Yep. But it is a really personal moment, isn't it? Well, I know what you're going to do first thing when you finish the game, but what are you going to sit down on Monday night and look back on and think, yeah, I'm so glad I did that?
That's a good question. To be completely honest, and I think I reflect on making the phone call to Sean Flegler and saying, I want to captain this team. I think that was a decision, actually, I was not pushed into, that's not the right way to look at it, but it was suggested to me of, you know, somebody that I really trust to say, make that phone call. And I wasn't sure, you know, if it was the right thing to do, but, you know, a couple of years down the track, probably would have loved to hold up a couple of World Cups. But I think pushing myself in that moment, at that point in my career, to say I can take on this challenge and see where it takes me as a person, but also as our team, I'll reflect on that moment and go be really proud that I took a really bold step and challenged myself to want to be better as a leader and for this team. So that'll be really cool. But also I'm so excited by, you said all the lasts, I'm so excited for all the firsts, you know, to finish playing and step into some new things in my life. Cricket's been such a big part of my life for 20-odd years. You know, marrying a cricketer wasn't the smartest, you know, move I've ever made in trying to get away from the game. But there's so many new firsts that I'm looking forward to away from the game of cricket, which, yeah, brings me great joy and doesn't make this occasion sad at all. It just brings a real sense of excitement.
You're a bit, a little bit Ash Barty-like in that you could transfer into a golf career. Are you looking forward to playing some serious golf? Because there's a lot of talk about, you know, your cup that you play with Mitchell and stuff like that. But I did talk to Carrie Webb during the 2020 World Cup, and she talked about what a good player you are and how you understand the game. Do you think you'll look to play some tournaments?
I'm nowhere near good enough, first and foremost. I think any amateur golfer that says, oh, yeah, I'm going to go on the tour, like, doesn't understand how good or how big of a step that is to go from club golf to play professionally. But my aim was always to get good enough to just go and feel comfortable. It's, you know, some pro-am events and some amateur events around the country and meet some amazing people. And I met Kari at a pro-am and... To get to know her over the years and understand more so how her brain ticks and what made her so good was a really cool experience. So, yeah, look, everyone jokes about it. I'd love to see where it takes me, but at the moment I'll just try and fix my golf swing and see how we go.
Elisa Healy here with us on Grandstand Cricket on ABC Sport. Just on that, Mitch got a hole in one, didn't he?
Yep.
So, have you got one? Are you filthy about that?
Yeah, it led to my retirement because I realised I have to focus more on my golf swing. And funnily enough, for the golfers out there that might be listening, I think my body has started to understand that I'm not playing cricket anymore, and I've started to hit this beautiful draw down the fairway. I've played a fade my whole life, and now I'm hitting a draw, so watch out.
A fade, the nice way of saying a slice?
Yep. A power fade, yeah.
I do have to ask the future of Australian cricket because obviously you're leaving the game at the international level now and focusing on the next thing. But you must look around and see, I mean, Annabelle Sutherland's out there, another 100. This is a third international innings at the WACO. It's a third century. She's got a double in there as well. She's an absolute freak. Already won 2 Belinda Clark Awards. Like, we can say so much about her at 24 years of age. Yep. You've got Phoebe Litchfield at the top of the order. Georgia Vole's there as well now. And then Lucy Hamilton just rolls in and takes 3 for and gets 2 of the best bats in the world out as well. You must be so happy with the position you're leaving the game in and where the side's at.
Oh, 100%. And I think that's a testament to, you know, the culture of our side, that it's been that way for such a long period of time, that a new player can come in, feel comfortable, you know, feel confident in their ability to go out there and perform. And, you know, these kids are really good, don't get me wrong, and they're always going to perform. But I guess to give them that that platform to go out there and succeed has been really cool to watch. But, yeah, the future's bright. I mean, Sophie Molyneux taking over the reins as well. Probably, you know, quite an underrated leader. You probably don't notice her so much, but I think her leadership within the group you're now about to see, and well respected in the change room. So I'm looking forward to seeing where she can take this group and obviously the leadership group around her as well. As a World Cup, I don't want to not putting any pressure on our team at all. Everybody else in the media does that for us, but there is a World Cup just around the corner, and I think the team's in a really cool place to push their game forward and really challenge at that tournament with a whole host of new faces. So I think it's a really good thing for Australian cricket, and hopefully we see some success.
I know Chris probably wants to ask one or two more, but quickly, I did see you at the break at tea, playing with the kids. You've done it before, but having a bit of a field, and I think you're at first slip, you weren't allowed to take the gloves, so the young fella didn't want to give them to you, and then you were fielding at short cover. I mean, that must be awesome as well to be able to give back to the game and just make a memory for you. It's something so easy to do, but for them, that'll be a memory that lasts a lifetime.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure. Noah didn't want me at keeper slip or anywhere near him. He said, I've got this covered. So I had to get shafted to short cover, and then I pogoed him for 6 later just for a bit of fun. But, yeah, I mean, but that's what this whole thing is about. I mean, we play sport, we're competitive, we're here to win, but at the end of the day, we're in the entertainment industry as well, and the opportunity for these young kids to get as close as what they do to us and to see a future for themselves out here running around on the WACA or, you know, Optus Stadium across the road, I think is really important. And, yeah, I won't lie to you, I get a bit bored in those breaks. So it's great, gave me a great opportunity to go out there and have a bit of a run around and enjoy, you know, the fans coming to the game.
And looking around at what's been a really good crowd the first 2 days here and a great venue, the WACA ground, which is going to host a lot more women's cricket going forward over the next few decades. But looking around from when you first played for Australia and seeing the crowd here now, it must just be so stark to the amount of support you get, not just here but all around the world, and how much the game has grown?
Yeah, it's awesome. I think, you know, we really thrived in that T20 World Cup, and you know, to see that culminate in, you know, 87,000 people was really special, and COVID sort of put a bit of a hit to that. But in saying that, I think crowds are starting to come back to the game and probably understand when we're playing a little bit more, and schedule plays a big role in that. I think people knowing when we're playing and understanding that and having real clarity on that moving forward will be important to see people come back. But yeah, putting on, playing the best teams in the world at iconic Australian grounds and allowing people the opportunity to come and play, i.e. day-night test matches and playing in school holiday periods, all really important to see fans come back and make it an enjoyable experience for them. There's a ball in the air.
That's right, we can pause. There we go.
Annabelle's finally out, so do you want me to stop talking and we'll just enjoy her?
I'm just going to quickly say, Annabelle Sutherland, that hurts the average. She was averaging over 200 at the Wacker in international cricket. Now she walks off dismissed for 129. So it brings her average down at the Wacker to, I think, probably about 140, 150.
It's okay. She's averaging 100 in test cricket, so I think she'll be all right.
We'll let you get back in just a second. Quickly, I had to ask, do you think you'll bat again? And are you hoping you'll bat again? And if you get forced by Georgia Vole and Phoebe Litchfield, will you open if that's the only way to get back out there?
No, I won't. I won't force any of that. That's a, it's an opportunity for the next group to go and do their thing. I'll just enjoy, you know, going out there and fielding with my mates for the last time.
I have to leave the last question to your fellow Australian wicketkeeper, because you are the two most prominent wicketkeepers in Australian Test history. You know, she played 20 tests, Christina Matthews. She led more than anyone, so I'll leave it to you, Chris.
Yeah, thank God you retired. I just want to ask, your parents are here and they've been doing a few interviews, and I wanted to give you a chance to talk about how important they've been to your career.
Yeah, it's something I probably don't talk about a lot either. And but yeah, they've been huge. Obviously, you know, growing up, we had a bit of tragedy in our household. But I guess for my parents to not focus their energy, but to give me the time of day to want me to go out there, obviously first and foremost be happy, but also drive me around to all the sporting events possible to give me the best opportunity to just be happy. Was awesome, and obviously it ended up in 16-year-long cricket career for Australia. But they've played a huge role in supporting me, and not only, you know, making me a good cricketer, but helping me be the person that I am. You know, through some tough teenage years. So I'm eternally grateful for what they've given up to allow me to have this, and I hope they're, you know, just as proud of this career than me, because, you know, they deserve more accolades than I do probably. And I heard Mum actually say the other night, it's quite a sad thing, and I'm trying to encourage them. It's not, it's exciting, but I do say that it will be a bit sad for them to, you know, so I guess not be travelling around the world watching some cricket. But yeah, I'm really thankful to them.
Your mum did say this morning she has offered to teach you knitting. Yeah. Is that something you see in your future?
No, I'm not quite there yet. But maybe one day when I have kids and I've got to watch them run around the cricket field, we might get into some crocheting or something like that. We'll wait and see.
You've got golf to fill your time in between now and then. Who knows, now that you've retired, Mitch might see how much time you're on the golf course and he might think, I might have to give it up as well. We'll wait and see. I know we're all proud of you as Australian cricket fans. Christina is a part of the Australian cricket community, and everyone, it makes us so happy to see you happy, and you've brought us so much joy over the years. So we're excited to see you culminate in a win here against India, a winning series, a winning match, and go out on top. We'd love to see you in the middle again, but if you're not, that means Australia's won pretty comfortably. The Giants won today as well, so that's a great result. I knew you'd be happy with that. They're a chance for the flag, who knows. Thanks for joining us, Elisa Healy. Good luck for the rest of the game, and congratulations. I know it's a bit early, but congratulations on a great career.
Amazing. Thanks, Mitch. Thanks, Chris.
Discover more great ABC podcasts, live radio and exclusives on the ABC Listen app.